Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and fun for the WordPress community. Now, welcome your host, Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You have reached episode number 388, entitled Bringing Back Conversations, Matthias Pfeffele on ActivityPub and WordPress. It was published on Thursday, the 5th of September, 2024. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and a few bits of housekeeping just before we begin. If you're an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have noticed over the last few episodes I've been alluding to the fact that we're going to produce a whole bunch of new shows. I've done one of them. I did the What Just Happened podcast with Ray Moray from The Repository, and I said that I was going to be producing those episodes. I've put that on pause just for a few weeks while I get all my ducks in a row and get a few of those episodes lined up, but they will be coming. So for the next couple of weeks, it'll be interviews back to back, but I hope that you enjoy those. That is what's happening today, and I'm going to be talking to Matthias Pfeffele. He's an automatician dealing with ActivityPub, and we'll get into that in a moment. But some more housekeeping. If you're into what we do, head to our schedule page, wpbuilds.com/schedule, and over there you can find all of the social networks that we're posting content on, and follow us. We would really appreciate it if you're enjoying the podcast that you head to your podcast player of choice, for example, Apple Podcasts, and give us a rating over there. We would really appreciate that. If you're a company or product or service selling into the WordPress space, we can certainly help get your message out. Head to wpbuilds.com/advertise to find out how we can get you in front of our WordPress specific audience, a bit like these four fine companies have. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with The Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. You can find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also joined by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud, managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. You can experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. We're also joined by Omnisend. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend, the email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of roller coaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Then try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. And we're also joined by Memberful. Memberful, building a membership website? Check out Memberful. Memberful allows you to easily add gated content, private member spaces, payment collection, and more to your WordPress website. Get started for free at memberful.com/WPBuilds. That's memberful.com/WPBuilds. And sincere thanks go to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, Omnisend, and Memberful for keeping the lights on over at WP Builds. Do remember, content like this cannot be produced without the help of these fabulous sponsors. So all of them in turn, thank you so, so much for helping us keep on keeping on. Okay, so what have we got for you today on the podcast? Well, it's me chatting to Matthias Pfeffele. I've done a few webinars with him before. He's got a plugin which he was developing, and then he got consumed by Automattic because they thought it was such a good endeavor. It's the ActivityPub plugin, and it enables you to bind your website to a social network on the Fediverse. For the Fediverse, think things like Mastodon, PixelFed, and a whole bunch of other things. But the project is to get your website, your WordPress website, so that things like comments from the Fediverse, from a social network, get put into your comments thread on your post. And if you reply, it will go back over into the comment thread on the social network. It's really, really interesting. And there's a whole ton of things lined up in the future, including the option of making podcasts available, which is very exciting to me. So here comes the episode, and I hope that you enjoy it. I am joined on the podcast by Matthias Pfeffele. How are you doing?
Fine so far.
Great start. Yeah, it goes downhill from here. Matthias and I have had...
No, I'm not.
Matthias and I have had a nice chat, not just today, over many days. In fact, dear listener, what we're going to talk about today, Matthias actually showed us on the screen. I recorded a webinar with Matthias on the 24th of April, 2024. I will put the link in the show notes, but if you go into wpbuilds.com, hit the search icon and just search for Matthias's name. So that's M-A-T-T-H-I-A-S. That's probably all you need to do, in all honesty. And then the jetpack powered search will pop up and we'll find you the post, I am sure. And you can go and watch what we're going to talk about, because we're going to be talking about the Fediverse. We're going to be talking about ActivityPub. We're going to be talking probably a little bit about Mastodon, because Matthias is the automatician who is creating the ActivityPub plugin. Before we begin, Matthias, can you just tell us a little bit, you know, the backstory, the bio, that kind of thing? I know it's a bit typical, but let's do it anyway.
The backstory.
Yeah.
The complete story, or simply focusing on ActivityPub?
Well, whichever you like. You can go right back to childhood if you like, and we'll sit round the fireside.
Let's do something in between. So I'm a blogging guy. I started blogging in the early 2000s and really liked the idea of putting stuff on the internet and discuss it with others using blog posts or comments. And I was really sad when social media took over. At least the later days, they played very nicely in the beginning and took over. So I searched for ways to keep my blog and still be able to talk with others. So I tried out a lot of different open web standards and decentralized protocols, like the newer ways of pingbacks and trackbacks, and ended up on ActivityPub, a W3C standard to implement a decentralized communication protocol. And it turned out that it was the right decision, because a lot of people try that out these days.
And you created the plugin. I guess you did this just for your own interest, the ActivityPub plugin. But then after a period of time, I think there was a nice bit of coincidence in that Twitter was acquired. We won't get into all that, but Twitter was acquired and there was a real exodus. Now, whether or not those people have gone back or, you know, maintained that exodus, we don't really need to worry too much about. But there was a period of time where people were definitely looking around for a different way to do their social networking. And at that point, you had already built the ActivityPub protocol. I know it's undergone a huge amount of change since those days.
Yeah.
But you'd already built it, and I'm guessing that the folk over at Automattic at that point was sensing that, well, there's a shift in the landscape here. It does look like people are looking for a new place to live socially online. And I'm guessing they just approached you. Tell us a little bit about that. How did you end up going from your whatever the work was before to working full-time at Automattic on this plugin?
So as you said, there were a lot of discussions about a lot of social networks trying to join the Fediverse and implement ActivityPub. And so there was also interest from Automattic to implement that for Tumblr. I think it was around 1.5 years ago. And Matt published something. What should we implement for Tumblr? Is it ActivityPub? Is it the Blue Sky thingy? And I simply asked, what about WordPress? And that started the contact with Automattic. And we chatted a bit. And then in the end, it turned out that I can do that for a living now. So it was, I would say it was the last good thing that Twitter did for me before I nearly totally left Twitter in favor of ActivityPub and Mastodon.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need to get into all the politics there, but what I think is important to say is that the whole ActivityPub thing is much more open. You have certainly a chance to own your own data more. You can run your own, let's say, Mastodon server, if that's the way that you choose to go. And it kind of feels a bit more in the spirit of the open source movement, whereas I think a lot of people's intuitions is that if you, let's say, use Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or Twitter, whatever it may be, there's this certain perception that not only do you not own your data, but the business model is kind of aligned to draw you in and keep you in and to make you essentially watch more and more, because obviously the entire thing, either you're paying for it, which I believe you can do with Twitter, but or you're being advertised towards, you know, you're scrolling and every so often you get an advert. And it's all very much configured to gain your attention and to consume your time. And maybe for some people that's fine, but there's a proportion of people for whom that incentive is not quite right, of which I am one. I count myself among those people. I was definitely getting fed up with feeling like a cog in that giant wheel and feeling just the desire to keep scrolling at crazy times of the day when I had better things to do, and sleep being one of them, and just finding myself scrolling and still scrolling half an hour later and then thinking, what did I actually do just then? And essentially, I was just constantly looking for something to excite me, but moved over to Mastodon and the rest, as they say, is history. Now, I think one of the problems that we've got to tackle is the vocabulary, because there are a few words which are used all the time and they are kind of the underpinnings of the whole thing, but it's not necessarily obvious off the bat to understand what they are. So let me just throw a few out. So there's ActivityPub. I keep hearing that all the time. I keep hearing about Mastodon all the time. I keep hearing a variety of other things, but let's just start there. Let's start with ActivityPub. Can you explain basically how that is the foundation of it all? What it does, I mean, you don't have to go into the weeds, but what does it do? What does it provide? So over to you, really.
Do you want to give it a try with your car thing?
Oh, crikey. No, So no, largely because I've forgotten what I said. But in our webinar that we did, again, links in the show notes, I came up with a metaphor off the cuff, and it seemed to work, but it's not stuck with me, I'm afraid.
Okay, then I'll give it a try. So I really like the analogy of email there, because email is, I would say, the most known decentralized protocol or the most known decentralized tool out there in the internet. So I would compare ActivityPub, the protocol underneath all of it, with the email protocols like SMTP, POP3, or IMAP, and Mastodon as kind of one of the providers of an email service like Google Mail, for example, or I'm not aware of any other big international one.
Office 365 and all of that. But we understand you're not bound to an email client to read your email. You can into all sorts of different software, can't you?
On top of all of that, there is also a variety of different clients, like for example Mammoth or Mastodon, like the iPhone apps, so that you can use to publish your stuff using the platforms. That's kind of the last part of the analogy with your email client in the end. Okay. If that makes sense.
Yeah, so if you go to Twitter and send messages around on Twitter, you have no idea what's going on there. You just know that some people somewhere have written some software, and you can see what the features are. You know that you can, you know, do this, that, and the other thing, but you don't really know how it's being done. Same with Facebook, same with all these other things. The underpinnings, though, with ActivityPub is that that's the sort of base layer. That's the bit which enables the communication. And then you can put whatever you want on top of it. So if you're a developer, you can build something which will sit atop of ActivityPub and therefore be able to communicate in whichever way you like. And your piece of software will be able to interoperate with another piece of software. So that email analogy works well there. You know, if I send an email from my Gmail account, I'm fully expecting somebody using Office 365 to be able to read it. There's no bit which Office 365 says, no, hang on, this was sent from Gmail. We're not allowing you to read that. And it's a bit like that. And so what does ActivityPub allow for then? What kind of things does it allow you to do?
For now, it's mainly built around the classic social networking activities like sharing text, sharing notes, videos, audio. But in theory, you can build everything on top of it. In one of the last online conferences, someone showed a decentralized chess game built on top of ActivityPub, for example.
That's so great.
And yeah, that's really nice. And they build it so that even that you could even use it on top of Mastodon, so that you can use a classic microblogging tool to also share your next turn of the chess game. So that was really funny. Yeah. So in the end, everything you could think of that makes sense in as a kind of communication thing in a social network could be built on top of ActivityPub.
Right.
So it's not about what can you do with it. It's more about does the other network or the other party understand what you implemented on
ActivityPub.
So it's more a thing of common sense.
Right. So the endeavors then typically, if you think about it in the terms of a social network, the social networks usually you're sending text, you might send some audio, you might send a bit of video. Who knows what computers will allow us to do in the future, but for now, those kind of things. But if you were a developer, the ActivityPub protocol doesn't put a wall up to say, well, no, that's the foundations and you're not having anything else. You could build something else like, you know, how to do the next chess move or whatever it may be. So it allows creativity, it allows developers to be innovative. And in a way, I suppose that's why it's attractive, because the walled gardens of Facebook and what have you, you don't really know what's going on in there. You don't know what's possible. Okay, so ActivityPub underpins it all. You've got the ActivityPub plugin for WordPress. Now, I've got to say, you have to pay attention, listener, because this bit can be quite hard to understand, because we're so used to a social network being basically a collection of people. Now, I know that you could have like a robot sign up and all of that kind of stuff, but ignore that. Imagine that everybody on a typical social network is a human being. You know, there's a name attached to it and they go out and they interact with other people. But you've got a plugin which enables a WordPress install. Let's just call it a website for want of a better word. A website to be on ActivityPub, to communicate with people using Mastodon, to communicate with people using PixelFed, which, by the way, is another version, but they're interested mostly in pictures, not text. How does that work? And you're going to have to go through that slow, because it's hard to get.
Yeah, so please interrupt me. Yeah. I'm way too deep into that rabbit hole. Your introduction is very good, because I think the main problem with this is that we, especially in the WordPress community, were trained to cross-post stuff up to now. So this means if you posted something on your blog, a new blog post, an image, you name it, you most commonly shared this using social media. That means you put the link of your blog post to Twitter, to Facebook, and simply shared it on that social network with your audience on that network.
Right. I am going to interrupt there because I feel that this is a good moment to inject something. So, okay. So in that scenario, you've created a blog post. Your blog post is on your website and it's there. But in order to get it to the other things, you then tell the other things, my blog post is over here, but you have to create a brand new post over there. So exactly. You go to Twitter and you create a new post saying, I've created this back here. You go to Facebook, I've created this. So there's a Facebook new post, there's a Twitter new post, there's an Instagram new post. So now we've got four things. We've got the blog post, and then we've got Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and, you know, add as many as you like. Every time we share something with a different network, we've created a new thing. And, right.
And the sad thing about that is that if you got some responses to your blog post on that social network, that it only lived on that social network. So that means if you shared something on LinkedIn, the discussion on LinkedIn was not shared with the discussion on Twitter. So you had several disconnected discussions on social media. And if someone added a comment on your blog, you...
In fact, again, excuse me to interrupt. It's in the best interest of Facebook as a company, you know, with shareholder dividends to pay and all of that kind of thing. It's in their interest to keep that conversation in Facebook. It's in LinkedIn's interest to keep the conversation in LinkedIn. It's in Twitter's, you know, best interest to keep the conversation over there. So you've got your blog posts, and in the olden days, all the comments would come because that was what we all did. We went around blog posts and we posted comments. That's all kind of died out because now we're having conversations over on Twitter, conversations over on LinkedIn, all of that. And if you're a social media user, you'll know the pain of this. If you write something and cross-post it, you've now got four or five places you've got to go and shatter your attention because you've got to go and have the conversation in all these different places. Okay, right. You've made that point. Perfect. Keep going.
And then let's explain that for ActivityPub. So ActivityPub is kind of the complete opposite of that. You do not have to cross-post stuff anymore. That means putting copies of your content into the walled gardens of social media. But others will be able to follow your account on the blog or your blog directly. And if they follow your blog, they will automatically receive all of your updates in their timeline. So they can read all of your blog posts on their social medias of choice. So they do not have to visit your site any longer. They can stay on their social network of choice, let's say Mastodon or PixelFed or maybe another WordPress blog, and directly subscribe to your content. And on top of that, they can directly interact with your content, with your blog post, with your published image, and all of that comments or likes or boosts will also be shared back with your blog. So it's kind of, it enables your blog to allow a fully decentralized communication from the classic social media.
Yeah.
So that means a Mastodon user does not really see a difference between your blog and then and another Mastodon account in the end.
Okay, I'm going to do another sort of interjection, if that's all right, because honestly, it took me so long to figure this out, basically because I've been taught that social media is this thing, and it's just that's how, you know, although they're all different, They are basically the same. You know, you go to Twitter, you create an account and you do things. You go to Facebook, you create an account and you do things. You go to all these other services and you do things, and it's all walled away. But what you're saying is, if you install the ActivityPub protocol and you write a blog post and you click publish, that is then the equivalent of having gone and written something in Twitter and clicked, you know, post in Twitter or tweet or whatever it is these days. It's visible immediately with no cross-posting. You just publish in WordPress. It's now visible to people who follow you on the ActivityPub network, for want of a better word, you know, so Pixel Fed, Mastodon, whatever it may be. They can immediately see it and they can interact with that without having to come to your website. If they make a comment, it will come into your website as a comment, and they didn't have to come over and go to, you know, example.com and find the post and all of that kind of thing, or click a link and open up something new. They can do it in the feed of their Mastodon social network. And
exactly.
It's profoundly different, but quite hard to encapsulate in your head because you're just not used to that. So you publish something on WordPress, it is now a post in a social network. It's not like it got put over there. It is over there the moment you click publish. And it took me so long to understand that. But also there was this evolution of your plugin. For a period of time, if somebody commented on that, that wouldn't be consumed back to your website.
Yeah.
And so that had to be built. So there was that kind of friction there. And now my understanding is that you've built all of that. If somebody comments, that will come into your website as a comment and so on. Yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's still a bit tricky because WordPress is not built with a social network in mind. So there are tricky parts and you have to find creative ways to solve some problems. One thing is, for example, that it's still possible to comment directly on the blog.
Uh-huh.
So we can't federate that. We can't share that with the Fediverse because it was done on your blog. There's no Fediverse account to federate that in any way.
Right.
So we still have some in-between solutions. So there are still possibilities to have different communication threads under one of your blog posts, but we try to improve that over time. And but it's still work in progress. There are still some loose ends that we can work on, but I would say if you compare the usage of a normal blog with an ActivityPub enabled blog, I would say it will bring back conversations to your blog. You can kind of compare that with a feed reader where you will be able to directly comment the blog post inside of your feed reader. That's kind of the new thing that comes with ActivityPub. And because it's so easy and because users do not have to visit your blog and to maybe sign up or put in their usernames and emails and come back from time to time to see if the blog author has answered their comment, they will more commonly react to one of your blog posts. Mm. So I really see comments on things that I publish again. And not only one or two comments, I have comment threads around about 40 comments again. And that's amazing because I kind of started blogging because I want to share some ideas, but I want to get some feedback. I do not want to shout into nowhere. And it kind of really feels like the old days of blogging.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, it's like a intravenous, isn't it? You know, it's you've got this amazing, you straight into the social network. I've got a couple of questions around that. So,
yeah,
and I think you answered them already, but I'll just be clear. So let's say, for example, I install your plugin, get that all set up. We can go into that in a minute. But so now I am on the Fediverse and I write a blog post, click publish. It then appears, if anybody's following me, in their feed, because that's how, you know, you follow people and their content comes into your feed. And they post a comment and that will then appear in my WordPress comment thread for that post. So presumably I get some sort of notification from, you know, the WordPress website to say you've had a new comment. So, you know, in the same way that you would do from a social network, I can then go. And then if I reply to that, that will appear as a reply over on, let's say, again, we'll just keep using Mastodon. What though, and I think you said this, if somebody just comes directly to your website and has no ActivityPub account, no Mastodon account, then if they comment, that's just between you and them. That's almost like, you know, it's a
exactly.
public,
yeah.
but slightly more private, if you know what I mean, because not everybody's going to be able to consume that. Okay, I've got that. So here's another question. If I set up your plugin and I create this account within my WordPress website, can I bring a pre-existing, let's say Mastodon account into the website, or do I start from scratch with that?
So for now, you have to start from scratch. Because we have not yet implemented the move support that Mastodon provides, so that you will be able to move one of your accounts to a different account. And ActivityPub does not know it's not log in as someone. It's not sign in with Twitter or sign in with Facebook. So it's really you have an account. You do not reuse a Mastodon account. So yeah, in the end, to keep it short, you have a different account. So if you already started on Mastodon, you will have another account for your blog. But the nice thing about the Fediverse or ActivityPub is that if you publish something and it is part of the Fediverse, you could use your Mastodon account that already has an audience to share your blog post with them. And sharing does not mean that you have to copy links between your blog and your Mastodon. You simply can hit the share button under your blog post.
Right.
So it's kind of, you could still make use of your classic profile. And we are trying to, as one of the next steps, trying to allow you to migrate your Mastodon account to your WordPress account.
Oh, okay.
But there are some more tricky things around that, because for now we focused on the publishing part for WordPress. Because as I said, WordPress is not built with a social network in mind. So it's easy to implement the publish and the discussion part, but it might be more tricky to have the following part, so that you can use your WordPress installation to follow other accounts and to kind of have a social stream inside your WordPress.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. So when we write on social media, especially Twitter, because of its limitations in terms of character count, everything's very short. You know, 280 characters is I believe the limit. And typically, although this varies, the owner of the administrator of the Mastodon server can up the character count. You know, they could make it 10,000 if they wanted, or two, you know, if you really wanted. But typically, most Mastodon servers hover around the default, which is 500 characters. But a blog kind of in my head, at least anyway, it had a different purpose. It was more about kind of long form content. You know, you maybe throwing some images in there. You might even be embedding a YouTube video. There's greater length to that content typically. There's more thought goes into it and so on. So what are the options available to tweak the long content that you create such that when it goes out onto your social network, it's not like, oh goodness, I've just received Nathan's brand new Mastodon post. I can see it and I'm scrolling and I've been scrolling for 25 minutes and there it still is and I can't get past it. Do you know what I mean? Are there ways to modify it? So like we get the excerpt instead, or we only get the first 300 characters of our blog post. Can we tweak it? Is there like a templating system, something like that?
So I think there's no simple answer to that. There is a simple answer to that, to your question. Yes, there is a templating system, but the templating, so you could decide to only use an excerpt, and you can decide if you want to, or if you prefer a short link over the full permalink to save some space. But in the end, it kind of limits you because you decide that for every social network. And there are social networks that focus on micro content like Mastodon. It's kind of the decentralized version of Twitter. So they prefer shorter content, one image. But there are also other social networks like PixelFed that focuses on big images, or there are networks that focus on video or on longer form content. So if you decide to use a fixed template, you will limit your the ability to best share for the network that tries to consume your content. So we are currently trying to find a way to use the semantically correct type for your content to share on social media so that the network that consumes your content can decide how they show up your content. That means ActivityPub has the idea of a type where you can say, okay, this type of content is an article, that means it's long form, and this type is maybe only one paragraph, it's a note. If you add some images to one of your posts, it is most likely from the type image, and then Mastodon can decide how it will show your content. That means for article, they try to make their own excerpt or use kind of the summary field of your of the shared content on another network like Friendicar. It shows the complete content because it's built with longer form content in mind. On PixelFed, it will only show the posts with the images. So in the end, there's a lot of potential to improve that. There's kind of a very new movement around bulletin boards, forums that are also around the long form content, and they're really pushing into they're really pushing the idea of having long form content as a first class citizens of the ActivityPub of Fediverse movement. So I would say there's a lot of potential for improvements. But I to sum that up in the end, I would suggest you to use the auto how
I think maybe
that?
Truncate the is the word you're after. Mappy. Yeah,
like no. We have different possibilities you could use in the plugin. There's one: send everything as a note. That means it will show up as you post it. So even Mastodon shows your complete content. That means if you have written something with thousands of characters, it will show everything. What might distract users? So I would not recommend using that anymore. But there's a second setting which says something like use post formats, use the WordPress post formats to detect kind of the right type to share. So the plugin itself tries to find the right object type before it shares it with the Fediverse, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it feels like there's maybe that's work for you in the future to, you know, to try and hammer that out and make that obvious because,
That's a tricky thing because it's not only about WordPress, because it's about, we have to find a common sense in the Fediverse and all of the platforms that kind of use ActivityPub to find the best way to show content or to kind of process the different kinds of content in a common sense. Yeah,
we're just so used to certain platforms behaving in certain ways. I guess as the Fediverse evolves, maybe it'll start to stray away from that, and the norms that are in the Fediverse will become their own. And, you know, you won't be thinking about, well, that looks weirdly long. You know, maybe they'll, I don't know, maybe there'll be some sort of read more or something like that. Anyway, I get the point.
Yeah.
Okay, just moving on slightly. Let's say, for example, that we create a blog post and we're really happy with it. And then we come back to that post a year later and we want to modify it in some way, maybe update something at the end, some new information has come along. What happens in that scenario? So if we're updating a piece of content, and then we click update, you know, not publish, but we're updating it. Does that then get fed back to the top of our feed, or does that just modify the one from 1 year ago that probably nobody's going to see?
There's, again, no easy answer to that, but because it depends on the platform. Yeah. I think Mastodon is putting it on top of the list again. But it might be different on other social media. But in the end, to sum that up, it simply works. So you have the full create, update, delete experience like you would have simply on your blog, but federated. Yeah. That means if you delete your blog post, we will also send the delete to the Fediverse to say to the other platforms that they please delete their local cached versions of your blog post with all the comments attached to the post. And if you send an update, we also send the update out to the Fediverse.
So a question about the sort of technicalities in the background, you know, particularly bandwidth, database, that kind of thing. All of this presumably is getting stored in the database. And I'm not sure how, like, the comment system would work. So obviously if something's being commented on out there in the Fediverse and then it's appearing on my WordPress site, is that being stored in the database? And are there any concerns about, you know, like cheap hosting? Is there any concern about how much space you need to allocate to these things? I mean, obviously it depends, right? You know, if you're really busy and you are the most popular person on earth and you're getting 40,000 comments an hour, that's going to be different from, you know, a typical user that's maybe got a few people that comment. But just tell us where all of this information is being stored and we can draw our own conclusions from that.
So in the end, we tried to reuse everything that comes with WordPress core. So reactions are stored as comments on your blog. That makes it easy to show them up under the blog post and to have the threaded communication. When it comes to traffic, That is a really tricky discussion, because in the end, it's not only about direct comments, but it's also about sharing something you have published. Because every time someone shares one of your blog posts, every instance tries to fetch your blog post.
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
to see what you've written.
Yeah.
So that means that that can grow exponentially. And there are some blog posts with kind of title like Mastodon is DDoSing my WordPress instance or my Mastodon instance. So it's a really, really noisy protocol. And it can get really tricky when you are on shared hosting. So if you really have a big audience in mind and you really want to grow your audience and want to own your audience because you do not want to rely on social media anymore, you have to think about either hosting itself or you have to think about at least caching in the end.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. So I think we've done good groundwork there on what it is and what it does right now. Hopefully we did. If we didn't, apologies, dear listener. But let's talk about some of the roadmap items that you've got. And you did mention a few of these, but we've not covered a few of them. Are there any things that are going to be coming in the next, I don't know, let's go 6 months, a year. It's quite a long way off, I know. But are there any things that you haven't mentioned that you wish to add in the coming days, week, months, year?
So we are still working on improving the possibilities to edit the profile. For now, we are trying to reuse what comes with themes, or we try to auto-generate some content, but we want to be more user-focused and want to allow the user to change more of these settings. That's one big thing. We're just recently tweaking a lot in the area of what I mentioned with the bulletin boards, to be compatible with these boards and to be able to subscribe to the blog as kind of a bulletin board thread and see all of the posts as posts in a thread. And I'm really keen about implementing or supporting podcasting in the end. It's a bit tricky because podcasting shifted a bit to external services.
Yeah, it really did.
So it's as I said, it's tricky to find a way to get a link to the audio file in the big WordPress plugins. But I think that is really interesting because there is no real solution to podcasting in the Fediverse yet. There are some audio focused platforms, but that's more about music in general. So I would love to see that in the end.
I would love to see that in the end.
And that's not directly ActivityPub related, but Alex Kirk, a friend of mine, started a different plugin called Enable Mastodon Apps, and that would allow you to use a Mastodon app of your choice to use with your WordPress blog, so that you could use a Mastodon app to publish new micro posts to your blog, and maybe see your followers and interact with them in the end.
Yeah,
but that's still very, very early.
Oh, I'm loving progress. Some of those items though. That's really great. Just before we close it off, There was obviously great interest in Mastodon and all of these different Fediverse platforms in a period of about, oh, I don't know, let's say about a year ago, something like that, when the politics of the world were such. How's it going? Do you have any intuition as to whether, you know, people are still, have they gone back to the platforms that they left? Are people still flocking to Mastodon in the way that they were, or is it leveled off? What's your intuition there?
Well, that's really hard to say, because I would say I'm deeply into an echo chamber, and I'm yeah. fully on Mastodon, and
everybody's on Mastodon even, in that case. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And I even deleted my Twitter app. So I would say yes, it's still growing, and with Threads, with Meta's Threads network just recently joining the Fediverse, I would say there were some numbers that Threads alone would double the size, or more than double the size.
Yeah, I think it was like 100 million in one hit, wasn't it? Something yeah. like that. Yeah.
So yeah. They're still on opt-in, so that it's still a way to go, but it's a huge potential there. On the other hand, the usage of the plugin itself is quite stagnating. So I'm curious why that is. Because, yeah, but that's, I might be biased. I really see the potential of the plugin there, with bringing back the interaction part that nearly died with the comment system of WordPress. So, yeah, I can't tell why that is. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's fine. So just again, dear listener, quick reminder, if you go to WP Build, search for Matthias, then you'll be able to see what we're talking about. You'll be able to see the bits and the pieces on the screen.
That's a bit easier.
Yeah, it's easy to understand the you know, what it is that you're getting yourself into and what have you. But I think we've done a good job of explaining what it is, so I'm really pleased about that. Matthias, where would we find you online? And don't say Twitter. Where would we find you, be that an email address, a Mastodon account, whatever you like? Where's the best place to reach out to you?
So there are two good places. If you speak German, it's notiz.blog. It's notiz.blog. And if you want to have a chat with me about the Fediverse, the Indie Web, or other decentralized protocols stuff, you can find me on Mastodon. It's PFEFFERLE at mastodon.social. Have I spelled it correctly?
I don't know. I'm going to hope that you have. PFEFFERLE at mastodon.social. We'll put those links into the show notes. So yeah, head to wpbuilds.com, search for this episode. Actually, now that I think about it, if you go to wpbuilds.com and search for Matthias, you're going to find this episode plus the other one. So there's two to choose from, but that's good. There's 100% more content than I thought a minute ago. Matthias, thank you so much for chatting to me today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, that's all we've got time for this week. I really hope that you enjoyed that episode. I love chatting to Matthias. He's a very, very nice gentleman indeed. Go to Matthias's socials that are mentioned in the podcast and give him some love. This project really is important. Decentralizing all of the different things that we do on socials, I think, is really important. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with The Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. You can find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also joined by Bluehost. Bluehost. Redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. You can experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. We're also joined by Omnisend. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend, the email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of rollercoaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Then try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. And we're also joined by Memberful. Memberful, building a membership website? Check out Memberful. Memberful allows you to easily add gated content, private member spaces, payment collection, and more to your WordPress website. Get started for free at memberful.com/WPBuilds. That's memberful.com/WPBuilds. And sincere thanks go to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, Omnisend, and Memberful for keeping the lights on over at WP Builds. All right, that really is it. Hopefully, we'll see you for the This Week in WordPress show on Monday. If not, like I said at the top of the show, we'll be back next week and it will probably be an interview. We will see you then. So all it remains for me to do is to fade in some cheesy music, say stay safe, have a good week. Bye-bye for now. The bird.